Hey guys, Ben Uyama here, helping you quit porn and masturbation for good so that you can do better things with your life. So I'm about to do a podcast recording with none other than Covenant Eyes, the Covenant Eyes podcast. Now, Covenant Eyes, you've probably heard of them. They've been around for more than 20 years, and it is truly an honor for me to be speaking on their podcast. I grew up on Covenant Eyes. My parents had it. I used it when I was really getting serious about quitting porn, and there are some really good benefits, two main benefits to using the software. In this video, I'm going to talk about really quickly those two benefits of having accountability software that I've experienced that helped me quit for good. And also I'm going to be explaining, because I was going into this podcast thinking like, what can I really offer this industry, right? Covenant Eyes has been around for more than 20 years, really the leading industry in porn recovery and accountability software. And I was thinking, okay, what can I really offer of value of my 10 plus years now of helping men specifically people with like high moral value, religious men, how do I help them quit porn? And I want to give as much, you know, information and value and all the stuff that I've learned over the years into this episode that we're about to learn. So I've been kind of organizing my thoughts and trying to figure out what is the way that I can portray this in a short period of time of everything that I've learned. So I want to give to you guys right now what I feel like I offer this industry of porn recovery, even though it's a very big, massive industry, the porn industry itself, but also the industry of recovery, because it's a huge addiction that's literally around every corner of the internet. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Before that, the two things that I've personally gained from Covenant Eyes and accountability software, number one is, like I said, my parents used this software when I was a kid. So first and foremost, it's an incredibly good software in keeping you accountable. And the most important part of that is the conversations that come from that. If my parents did not have any software when growing up, we probably never would have talked about porn. And I would have just in secrecy and in isolation been addicted to porn my entire teenagehood into adulthood. So without the software, I don't think I would have ever had that kind of open communication and conversation with my parents. So that's number one. Number two is that when it really comes down to it, what people really need is to just stop using porn. Like, you just need to stop for at least 4 weeks, as studies have shown, at least 4 weeks for your like brain to rewire, the dopamine levels to kind of level off and normalize. And what that takes is you just gotta stop, right? But the reason people don't stop is because that hit is so strong and the desire to go back to the habit is so strong. But what Covenant Eyes can really do through the porn blocking software is just limit access, like completely limit access to it so that you can't access it. And if you just have it for at least 4 weeks, it can be incredibly powerful. I have a coupon you can use on their website, BEN, Ben. You can get it totally for free for 1 month, which just happens to be 4 weeks about. So that's pretty cool. And after that, you don't have to pay anything. It's totally free subscription. All right. So in this video, the main thing I wanted to share with you is what I feel like I contribute to this industry, because most people that talk about porn recovery or NoFap or semen retention, they talk about it from the perspective of, look what all these guys have gained from doing this thing. Look at all the benefits. Look at all the, and they kind of hype it up as like some external superficial thing that you're going to get, which is not bad. It's not wrong. But what I've noticed over many years of talking with guys almost every single day is that it's not enough to just abstain from the habit. It's not enough to just willpower your way through it. And the problem I see with the industry in general of like the NoFap community, one of the problems, right, is that if you just see the issue as a willpower issue, you're not going to succeed, because it's not the truth that it's just that you don't have enough willpower. And people beat themselves up in thinking, oh, if I just was strong enough, if I just push myself to 90 days or to 100 days or to 365 days, then I will see success. It's not a willpower issue. And I can prove that to you, all right? How many people do we know in society, in culture, have incredible willpower beyond any of us, but still struggle with addiction? Many. Let's name a few, right? Many celebrities, right, that have come out in public. Terry Crews. Russell Brand, Tiger Woods guys, like the list goes on and on. Like, you can name a bunch of people that have succumbed to addiction and sexual sin. even though they have willpower beyond anything that is required in order to reach that level. It's not that Tiger Woods doesn't have willpower, guys. So we can eliminate that factor as being the single reason that people are addicted to porn. It's not that you don't have willpower, right? So there's a lot of factors that people contribute to why they're addicted. And everyone likes to point fingers and say, oh, it's because of this, because of that. So let's fix that. Let's fix this. And they're not really getting to the root issue. A few other factors. This is really getting into what I've studied and learned over the many years, is that there are many factors that contribute to addiction, such as, number one, the earlier you're exposed to, generally speaking, people say the more addicted you will be. Okay, that's a factor that contributes, but that's not the factor. Why? Because there are many people that were exposed very early that managed to quit porn, right? And just give it up for good. Also, on the flip side, there are many people that were exposed to porn later in life. I have worked with people who are well into their adulthood, past their teenage years, that developed a severe addiction. And it wasn't because they were exposed to early. They were exposed to very late in life, right? So it's something else. And then there are a bunch of other factors that contribute to an addiction, like porn is very addictive. It's literally easily accessible and totally hyperstimulating and super normal and all that good stuff. And there's all the reasons that make it a perfect drug. It's totally free and all that stuff. There's also the fact that the porn industry is a $100 billion plus industry that is actually targeting people nonstop on the internet. So it's very hard to not engage with it. So there's all these factors, right? But with all those factors in place, it doesn't explain the reason why men choose to use porn even though they don't want to, right? Chances are, if you are a man of high moral value, of high standards, religious, have a faith or belief in something bigger than watching porn and masturbating, chances are you've wondered the same question. Why is it that even though this habit causes you so much pain and torment, and you don't want to do it anymore, but you still choose to do it? Why is that? Fundamentally, simple answer, because it brings some kind of benefit to you. It brings a temporary and fleeting and superficial benefit that you hold onto as, and you put it in your back pocket anytime you're feeling stressed, anxious, or bored, or angry, or frustrated, or lonely. And you use it to alleviate those moods and those emotions, those negative and unpleasant emotions. This is fundamentally what we're getting to, guys. There's a root reason that people use porn. And this is the primary thing that I do in my work, is I help men identify and label that emotion and be like, this is the thing that I'm battling with. Let's deal with that. And when you deal with that, the chances of you breaking free from this habit skyrocket. The chances of you giving up for good, if you eliminate the single thing that's causing you to go back to porn all the time over and over again, if you eliminate that, your chances of beating porn skyrocket because you don't need it anymore, all right? Now, so this is why I really like to get into negative emotions, because when I ask you, like, let me ask you right now, the last time that you acted out, slipped up, watched porn, masturbated, or was very close to it, what were you feeling that day? What caused you to feel that day, right? And many times people will associate some kind of external trigger, like they saw something online on YouTube, right? Or Instagram, or somewhere out in public. They saw somebody attractive and they thought, okay, that's my trigger. But then again, that can't be the only trigger, because sometimes when you see something, someone outside, or you go on social media, you're not that susceptible to addiction, right? We've all experienced these different levels of arousal and urges depending on what? Something more deep and important, your internal trigger, your internal state. And I call this the internal trigger. There's an external trigger, which is the thing that you see. And then there's internal trigger, which is the state you're in when you see that thing. And people usually attribute the external trigger as the thing that they need to resolve and remove from their life. Where in reality, the thing they need to address and manage is the internal trigger that is causing them to feel this desire to what? To run away, to escape, to numb the pain, to mood regulate, and all the reasons. Okay, so let me ask you again. Last time you felt triggered or relapsed, what was the primary emotion, negative or unpleasant emotion, that you felt that day? Most of the time, it's either one of these: stress, anxiety, boredom, depression, loneliness, anger. The list goes on and on of the emotions we experience, right? So the name of the game, guys, the name of porn recovery and true success of all the people I talk to that have instantly quit porn, is they were able to peel back that emotion deep enough and understand the root issue and address that. And it's not that complicated. Let me remind you guys, it's not that hard. You don't have to go to therapy. You don't have to do inner child work. You don't have to go meditate under a waterfall in order to figure this stuff out. It's really as simple as, when I feel these emotions, noticing what I do, noticing how quickly you go to your phone to run away, to go to social media, to go to video games when you're feeling stressed, how quickly you go to anger and irritability when something doesn't go your way, how quickly you whip out your phone at the stoplight or in the elevator, right? How quickly you try to alleviate the feeling of boredom with some kind of supernormal stimulant that takes you out of that state. And it's noticing those things and getting really good at having the self-awareness and the introspection to the point where you notice it all the time and you know how to address it in a productive way. This is the name of the game. I promise you guys, the people who have success long-term, not only in porn recovery, but long-term in finances, in career, in relationships, in anything you want in your life, your hobbies, your passions, your contribution to this world, your mission, the people that really get it are the ones who don't let those little things slide. They don't let them slide. They don't let themselves just get angry and blow up at their wife or their kids and say, oh, it's just a one-time anger. They don't. They go, why did I feel that? Why did I get so angry? Why did I flip off the person, you know, driving next to me at the stoplight? Why did I get stressed when my boss said that thing to me? Or when I got anxious when I had this unexpected bill come up, you know, why am I stressed or anxious about my finances? Why is it that I get angry when I play a sport or when I stub my toe? Like those little things, we tend to just brush them off and be like, oh, just man up, be a man. Don't worry about that. It's all right. But let me tell you guys, those things count.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
It starts with the little things. It starts with, what do you do when you're bored? What do you do when you're with your free time? How quickly do you go to social media, video games to alleviate this feeling of boredom? How quickly you do that? That's where it starts, and it ends with probably the most destructive thing to you, which is going to porn, right? That's where it ends. Addiction to alcohol, addiction to drugs, abuse, all that stuff, violence. This is, guys, why some people are way more susceptible to addiction and violence and prison and all the stuff that tears our humanity apart. It's because people who have low self-awareness fail at this. People who have high self-awareness, in other words, women, guys, generally speaking, women have high self-awareness. That's why your mom doesn't struggle with addiction as much as you do. It's true. Okay, that's another factor that contributes to it. It's not the solution. It's not the thing, like I'm saying. It is a factor that contributes to it. But it's a reason why men, generally speaking, guys, are less good at this addiction stuff. It's because we don't know how to mood regulate. And I promise you, it's not the willpower. It's not the, when I was exposed to this and this and that reason. It's because fundamentally, there is a reason that you choose to use porn, even though you don't want to. Think about that for a second. You choose to, in those very moments, not because of the devil, not because of something's controlling you. Maybe those are factors that contribute to it. Yes, spirituality, spirit world. Yes, there are factors, but it's not the reason that you choose to do this, even though you don't want to. Okay? There is a reason. And when you figure out that reason, you've solved the issue. All right. Now, this is another concept that I like to explain that I think is unique in this porn recovery area that I explain. I don't like saying that you have a porn addiction. Why do I not like saying that? Because when I say you have a porn addiction, immediately you go through this internal decoding and dialogue that says, oh, I'm not that addicted, or I don't have an addiction. Or you try to debate with yourself and saying like, oh, I don't have a true addiction. I'm not addicted, right? That doesn't help. That's actually distracting. And then I like to say, and I started changing it, and I started saying, oh, you have a bad habit, not an addiction, because that's a little more tame. And then people start to associate that and put it in the same bucket as like biting your nails or picking your nose or something like that, right? And then that's not helpful either, because porn addiction is a severe addiction, but labeling it that doesn't really help, I've noticed, okay? It is an addiction, but labeling it as an addiction when I'm talking with one-on-one with people, it doesn't really help. So I started talking about it in terms of a dependency, all right? Here we go. So if you call porn a dependency, then it's more clear as to what the solution is. Because if it's a dependency, it means you're depending on it for something. You're using it as a crutch in order to do something for yourself, in order to gain something. Okay, now we're getting a little nuanced here, right? But then I went even further, and I started calling porn an escape. Now, when I talk about porn as an escape to people, then people get it. They're like, oh, okay. Because if I say it's an escape, then your mind goes naturally, what am I escaping from? If you're a smart guy, which you are, you try to ask the question, what am I escaping from? What am I running from? What is it in my life that is so painful and so difficult for me to manage that I feel this uncontrollable desire to escape and to run away, all right? And that's the benefit that you're getting. And when you understand that there is literally no benefit to keeping this porn habit in your life, and there is only drawback, and there is only pain that would be associated with that habit, especially if you keep it in your life long term, down the road, many years from now, When you understand that, everything changes, because then you stop making this cost-benefit analysis in your brain. When it really counts, when you're face-to-face at the edge of the cliff and you're about to act out and you're about to watch porn, you make the justification and say, oh, you know what? It's just a little bit's fine. I've been pretty good recently. I've been doing well, right? But as long as you make those justifications, you will never actually fix it, because you're keeping it in your back pocket, the porn in your back pocket, as a card to play whenever you're feeling like you need it, right? And as long as you're doing that, you're never going to beat it. You're never going to beat it. I'm sorry. So you have to figure out, what benefit do I believe I'm getting from this? And then fix, and then realize and prove to yourself that that's not true. So for me, it was like, I believed it was stress relief. So I had to prove to myself that it's actually not stress relief, but it's actually making me more stressed out. So I started looking back in my life, honestly, and being like, man, ever since I've brought porn into my life, especially into my marriage, I have been more stressed out, progressively more and more stressed out over time. I've been more irritable. I've been more angry, for sure. And it's just been escalating over time. And I've been spiking in my anger. Like, I could be frustrated or angry multiple times a day and try to run away from that feeling to my phone. And when I got honest with myself and I realized, like, man, there's no benefit to this habit. It's actually taking away from me, and there's absolutely nothing it's giving to me. And if there is any benefit, it's very, 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 very temporary and does not leave me anywhere happy long term. And when you get that, then you realize, oh, okay, this is something that is not good for me. And when it counts, that's what, where you go, okay? Now, the other thing that I feel like I've learned a lot from talking with men almost every day is that there are usually many, many micro decisions that lead somebody to this the edge of the cliff where they're tempted to jump off and watch porn, right? There's like, oh, do I watch this YouTube video that has that kind of raunchy thumbnail that I know I shouldn't, right? But then if I'm, and my brain goes, well, it's not porn, the justification kicks in and says, oh, it's not porn, it's okay. Or should I go to, you know, watch this movie or TV show that I know I shouldn't, but it's not porn, so it's okay. It's those micro decisions. Or it's this the decision like, oh, I'm going to check out this person at the gym or take that second glance. Or it's the decision of, maybe I'll watch porn tonight, right? Even the thought, think about that for a second. Even the thought of, maybe I'll watch porn, like thinking about maybe acting out, produces a flood of dopamine, a splash of dopamine. And that's a micro decision that you're going to make that eventually might lead you to the edge of the cliff and down the rabbit hole of eventually watching porn, right? This is why people wonder, like, I was doing really good, you know, for weeks and weeks, months, no porn. And then suddenly I was just overwhelmed by this uncontrollable urge to act out. It's because you made these micro decisions that led you there, and you didn't have the self-awareness and the emotional capacity to know how to deal with these emotions in a productive and healthy way. And that's what happened. Okay, so the root reason, if I were to boil down the reason that people have porn addiction, is because of mood regulation. But if you peel those even further back, like if you peel back anger, what is behind anger? Anger is a reaction to what? Fear. It's a reaction to fear, almost always. If you peel back the emotion of boredom, what is the root emotion? Well, it's isolation. It's feeling isolated and empty personally. So if those are the underlying emotions, which are, I've boiled down in most cases to just fear and isolation, that's the primary root emotion, fear and isolation. If you don't believe me, ask yourself the questions, why am I feeling this every day? And keep asking yourself why until you come to a real, real solution. And you stop going like, oh, why am I angry? Because my wife's a biatch, because my boss is a dick, or because whatever. That's not reason. That's not being honest with yourself, guys. We're talking about peeling it back to figure out how this is affecting you. It's not about anybody else, okay? And the reason you have this habit is probably because you have a tendency to blame. And you have a tendency to think that it's out of your control, and you have no way to control this habit. And that's not true. Why? Because men all the time control their habit. All right? You're not the first person that tried to quit porn. So it's possible, all right? So stop believing that you can't, or that you're some kind of special unicorn or special snowflake, that you're too addicted or into kind of weird stuff that you can't quit porn, all right? So the solution, my friends, is the opposite of fear and isolation. So what's the opposite of fear? It's courage. It's courage to do the things that are hard, even though it's scary. It's the courage to give up the habit, even though it's a dependency. It's the courage to look inside yourself and ask yourself, is there really any benefit to keeping this habit in my life? And what would happen if I got rid of this? What would it look like? What would my life look like if I didn't have this dependency anymore? If I didn't have this up and down roller coaster of emotions that lead me to feeling great one day and then feeling like garbage the next day and feeling shame and then spiraling out of control and then trying to get myself out of the ditch. Imagine if you could stop doing that to yourself. That takes courage. Now, the opposite of isolation is what? Connection. So the solution, my friends, courage and connection. Courage and connection. Connection means talking with people, filling yourself up. All right, let me ask you, when you feel empty, when you feel unloved, just alone, and you don't know what to do with your life, you feel depressed, you feel like nobody cares, nobody will listen to you, no one will accept you for who you are. How do you feel in those moments? Like, do you really feel any better? Do you really feel that you can beat porn? And I promise you, when you're feeling that, those are the moments where you really want to go back to porn. It's when you're feeling isolated and alone. But when you feel filled up, when you feel connected, when you talk to someone, a good friend or a brother or a sibling or a parent or a mentor or a pastor, and you say, hey, I made mistakes and I feel like I just want to change and I don't know what to do. And let yourself be seen by that person. And they accept you and they love you and they give you grace and forgiveness. And they say, hey, you made a mistake, yes, but I hope you still know that you're worthy of love and grace and acceptance. How much does that change you? How much does that fill you up and charge you? And when you're feeling full and charged and energized and on top of the world, guys, how likely is it that you're going to go to porn? Very, very low, right? Very low. So the name of the game is to keep your batteries charged. Guys, when people I work with in our program tell me like, oh, they made a mistake or they slipped up, relapsed or whatever, they're scared to tell me, right? And then sometimes they'll tell me like 2 or 3 days later, right afterwards. And I go, hey man, why did you tell me so late? Like, why didn't you tell me the day of? And they say, well, because I was afraid you'd be upset, right? And I look at them, I go, I have no reason to be upset at you. I have nothing but courage, nothing but compassion and empathy and love and acceptance for you, because I know exactly what that's like. And that's everything I've received. And that's only the only thing I can give. So when they make a mistake, I say, yes, you made a mistake. What did you learn from it? What did you learn from it? And I hope above all, you have learned that even though you make mistakes, you're still worthy of love and grace and acceptance. I call it God's love. I call it unconditional love, whatever you want to call it. And when you feel that deep in your soul, that's called being filled up. And the reason that we have people develop isolation addiction is because of a lack of connection. The fundamental reason why people become addicted is because we are not as connected. We're not connected nowadays because it's so much easier to isolate ourselves than ever before. It's easy to run away. It's easy to escape. And it just so happens that porn is one of the most easily accessible, hyper-stimulating, supernormal stimulants on the planet. It's the most addictive thing on the planet that's easily available, readily available anytime, anywhere with 3 clicks with your thumb. And that's a perfect storm of addiction and isolation. And that's why people are addicted. And I promise you, if you just quit porn without addressing the root issue, which is fear and isolation, you will just develop another addiction. You will. You will just be more dependent on something else, like video games, like social media, like YouTube, like anger, irritability, drugs, alcohol. People do it all the time. Video games, if I didn't mention that. So solution, guys, have courage, get connected, and then you will see success, I promise.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.